Hello. Now behind me is perhaps the most evil place in the United Kingdom, here on Rosslyn Road in Richmond upon Thames, London, because this is where serial killers torture little children to death. They are committing the most extreme act of sexual violence against girls and boys, and they're paid per scalp. And to make matters even worse, you have to pay for it. Another thing is they have criminalized peaceful protests around here just in case anybody was able to convince a mother to show mercy to her child. So it really is sickening. Now, what's going on here would horrify even abortionists in most cases, is that children up to 9 months gestational age, they are ripped apart here without any pain medication, having their limbs torn off one by one. Can you imagine how agonizing that is? The most barbaric thing anyone could possibly do. And then they have the nerve to call it healthcare. And then eventually the child's head off, the child may die of exsanguination. Breaking the child's spine is difficult to break up the bones at that point because the child is so large and developed. Crushing the child's cranium to drag the child out through the birth canal. I don't know if they do partial birth abortions where the child is surely alive when he or she comes out of his or her mother and is murdered whilst half in and half out of the womb. So, of course, it blows out of the argument of the water that abortionists often advance, that until a child has exited his or her mother, then he or she is not alive. Obviously, it's completely preposterous, but, you know, even they don't go by that so-called rationale. And so it's revolting what goes on here. The most evil thing imaginable. It's utterly barbaric, these punishments that we wouldn't inflict on even the most sadistic serial killer. And these people are absolutely psychopathic, just icily calm about it, perhaps don't take pleasure in it, but they don't dislike it either. They're just desensitized to it because they've done it so many times. So here it is, in this disarmingly fine and handsome Victorian townhouse, and that's where the crimes are committed. So a few years ago, some human rights activists used to try and save children here by convincing mothers that there was another option, that they could show mercy to their children. But because that worked occasionally, then the local council criminalised peaceful protests. So an outrageous attack on our liberty. So much of this for being about human rights. Another point is a Liberal Democrat-dominated council. What about the word liberal? And I remember I spoke to Sir Vince Cable, who's been knighted for his services to murder. And Sir Vince said, oh, well, because there was harassment. I pointed out there'd never been a single prosecution for harassment in connection with this place, much less a conviction. Harassment's illegal anyway. There was no need to deprive people of their right to demonstrate in order to prevent harassment. But he said, well, the police thought it was very difficult to enforce. It's nothing to do with harassment. It's really about expediting the murder of little children. And liberals would believe in the right to demonstrate. And if some people found that upsetting, tough. That's what a free society is. It distresses me, it appalls me, it sickens me, it makes my blood boil that little children are murdered here every single day, except perhaps Sunday. And those who murder these kids, they boast about it, they make huge amounts of money about it. Even they didn't make any money about it, if they didn't boast about it, it would still be an absolute moral outrage. But that is to add insult to injury. You know, it could have been you. You too were an embryo once, you too were a fetus once. So you wouldn't do this to an adult. Why on earth would you do it to a child? It's nothing to do with healthcare. Now, there are very, very rare instances where the pregnancy is a serious threat to the child, to the child's mother. So killing the child, heartbreaking though that is the only way to save the mother. And in that case, I don't know of a single child's rights activist who would say that the woman should die just so her child can also die. So it's a bogus argument to say it's anything to do with maternal health. And they'll say, but what about situations where she's having a miscarriage or whatever? Nobody's ever objected to removing a dead child from her, his or her mother and so forth. And likewise, in the United States, they said since the Supreme Court made the correct decision on Roe versus Wade in 2022, oh, these women bleeding out in the car because they can't go in, which again is a myth because no doctor or nurse has ever been prosecuted for killing a child in utero when that was the only way to save the mother's life, let alone convict it. So again, it's just lie after lie after lie is unblushingly told by these abortionists who want to murder as many children as possible. And the United Kingdom has got some of the laxest protections for children in the world. We hear about child protection all the time. And then those people who demand that in the next breath will say, oh yes, we must be allowed to murder kids at any gestational age. Of course, they don't put it, they resort to euphemistic Orwellian language, the product of conception. I am the product of conception, and so are your product of conception, a clump of cells. We're all made up of cells. Which human's ever not been made up of cells? Saying someone's body is composed of cells does not mean such a person is not human. Humans can only be made up of cells. A clump? Well, I suppose some people's bodies are maybe like amorphous like that, but it's preposterous to say that he or she is not human. Oh, they're not alive. Well, they are. They have heartbeats, certainly at the stage they come here for their murder. They're brought here because, of course, when a mother walks in that door, that's two people entering, but only one comes out alive. As for bodily autonomy, what about my bodily autonomy? Right, my right to stand here and demonstrate. But so the law says that anyone, and it was started out just here, it's been spread throughout England. I think North Britain's got the same law. Anyone who tries to do anything which persuades or might persuade a woman to show clemency to a child, he or she is guilty of a crime. It doesn't have to be anything to do with distress. If they find it distressing, tough, and obviously, you know, they brought it on themselves. If you murder your child, some people are going to be furious about that. Some people will hate you. I actually don't hate the women who do this. I do hate the doctors and nurses who do that. They're the most evil people imaginable. And in other parts of their lives, they may be surprisingly normal. It's like Hannah Arendt wrote, "The banality of evil." So that's when they sometimes catch a serial killer. He or she can be surprisingly ordinary, just unremarkable. Wow, like that Adolf Eichmann, and every health secretary has been the Adolf Eichmann of abortion. He or she, by his or her signature, has authorised the murder of all these children, 250,000 in England and Wales alone. Now, the Republic of Ireland, we were actually a moral country until 2018. We, almost alone amongst Europe, we saved our children. But, you know, Poland and Malta, they uphold child's rights in utero. And it's not the case that they have a high rate of maternal death. They have a lower rate of maternal death. And people say, but if you actually pass a law to defend children in utero, it will not stop these murders. Well, it will hugely reduce them. It's a completely specious argument. That's like saying the law against rape doesn't prevent rape. Well, it prevents a lot more. If it wasn't illegal, would that solve a problem? Surely not. It would multiply. It would get far, far worse. So we like most problems, it's not completely soluble, but it is hugely reducible, and they're not even attempting to reduce it. So these people, they're just hardened to it. They're so accustomed to it. And these people are just completely impervious to reason. They're very close-minded. They've done it for years and years. And for them, it's like normalized. So it's absolutely sick. The country's moving in the wrong direction. So, and children, as up to 24 weeks gestational age, can be legally murdered at a whim. Now, of course, because of the Wednesbury irrationality, of this law, the Supreme Court must overturn it. But I don't think the Supreme Court will. It reminds me of the rape marital exceptional case when the Supreme Court, they actually changed a statute, the only time they've ever done it. But the Supreme Court had any moral decency, they would do so. They probably don't, because I guess some of them are child murderers, like many police officers, like many teachers, like a headmistress I know, like intelligence officers. So it's revolting that, you know, you have the army, the navy, the police, the Air Force, the civil service, the judiciary, almost all the politicians against a defenseless child. What has the child done? They do not deserve the death penalty. And yes, it is death. They're respiring and then they're not respiring forever. That is called death. If that really is healthcare, why not do it to the abortionists? Abort the abortionists, and they can tell us if that's good for their health. Because these babies are human beings too. They're independent human beings. They're separate from their mothers. And yes, they're connected to their mothers. But I mean, if there really was a reason to end a pregnancy early, if the child was a point of viability, you could have an emergency cesarean. That would at least give the child a fighting chance, and so on. So there are all these completely bogus arguments to try to excuse violence against children. And if people did murder their children illegally and died in the result, well, you know, I feel no sympathy with them whatsoever. They brought it upon themselves. You know, if you carry out a terrorist attack and get shot dead by the police, well, blame yourself. You don't deserve any sympathy whatsoever. So, you know, a better world is possible. These children could be saved, and then we're facing a democratic death spiral. But that in itself is not the clinching argument. Even a population explosion, I would advocate for the rights of little children. So there'll be a lot of tutting, there'll be a lot of insults and nonsense thrown at anyone who tries to speak up for little children, saying, oh, you're far right, you're misogynist, and that you want to oppress women, and absolute nonsense. All these diversionary arguments, anything to distract people from what's actually going on her, which is murdering little children. It could have been you. Okay, so we wouldn't allow this violence against adults, and we shouldn't allow this violence against children. Anyway, so do what you can to save children.